This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are heading in the wrong direction, but where they're heading isn't exactly clear. Here's CPR's John Daly.
After the Omicron wave, there was a lull. Now several key trends are all going up, and more people are catching it. Frontline nurse Betty Ann Hepler is fully vaccinated and boosted. She sees many patients a day and managed to avoid COVID-19 for 2 years. Then, after an out-of-state trip, it was fever, body aches, and...
I end up positive, so I was very surprised. I do feel like I let my guard down.
The state says new modeling shows an increase in cases associated with a new wave and hospitalizations topping 500 or more, but they aren't expected to hit the level they were at for the Delta and Omicron waves. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis recently signed a law enshrining the right to abortion access into state law. Now Polis tells Colorado Matters he would support similar efforts for other issues. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis says he's worried the U.S. Supreme Court could take away other rights to things like gay marriage. He would need to see specific proposals, but says he generally supports codifying the right to gay marriage into state law.
If it protects and expands our freedoms, I'm for it. And if there's a threat to these freedoms from our own Supreme Court or Congress, we want Colorado to be a place where we're able to protect people's freedom and the choices people make.
Polis is the first openly gay man elected governor in the U.S. He married his longtime partner last year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more from our conversation with the governor on Colorado Matters this morning at 9. An Arapahoe County employee was arrested Monday for falsely reporting an Aurora City Council member for child abuse. Robin Nasita worked in human services. She allegedly retaliated against Councilwoman Danielle Jurinski after Jurinski publicly disparaged Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson. Nasita was romantic partners with the police chief, who was later fired by the city. This is CPR News.